Okay, in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, in volume 15, this is letter number 5520. Baruch Hashem, dated the 15th of Sivan, Tavshi Yitzayim, Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe is saying, I'm responding to your letter of the 12th of Sivan. Now, I don't know if you're familiar with this, but when you make a match, it's mostly, there is a tzavah, Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, there is, you want to make sure that the name of the groom is not the same as the name of the father of the father. The name of the groom is different than the name of the father of the bride. Mm-hmm. That the father of the bride and the name of the groom, the chassan's name is not the name as the father-in-law. In this particular case, they asked the Rebbe that the name of the groom and the name of his father-in-law, they have both two names. And only one of the names is the same by both. Is that okay? So they call them, each one has two names. They share one of the names. Is that a problem? And the Rebbe says, that's not a problem in that case. As it's known, the ruling of the Alter Rebbe, who's the author of the Tanya and the Shulchan Aruch, meaning, you know, you can trust him. He's an authority. You can trust him. He says, and also the ruling of his grandson comes from Gutztag, you know, the Rebbe, the Tzemach Tzedek. That's the third Lubavitch Rebbe. That there is nothing to worry about it in this case. If there's two names, there's nothing to worry about. And the Rebbe references the response of the Tzemach Tzedek and the Pesukei Dinim, which tells you about that there's nothing to worry about if there is two names. Basically, when you have two names, it's like a new name. It's not like two names. It's not like they share a name. This becomes the full name, the two names become one full name, and the other name becomes the other full name. That's my added, that's my commentary, but that's not the Rebbe. But therefore, however, the Rebbe says like that, he has a logical reasoning for why there would be a problem, why would be there an issue. He wrote to the Rebbe, because we saw that, because let's say you want to refer to your wife. You call her by her name, right? But if she shares the same name as your mother, then in your mother's presence, or even not in her presence, you'd be calling your mother's name. It's not respectful. You always say, you say Ma, right? You don't say, you don't call your mother by her name. You don't call your mother by their first name. You don't call your father by their first name. You say father, mother, you say ma. But if you would refer to your wife and she shares a same name as your wife, so you'll try to call your wife by the name and inadvertently you'll be calling your mother by her name. That'll be taken as a disrespect. So he writes the reasoning why he thinks it's a problem, so that you shouldn't end up calling your wife the same name as your mother's, which will be disrespect.
So
the Rebbe says, first of all, the Rebbe says there is a debate about this, but the Rebbe quotes from the Maimonides that would only be if you called your wife by a non-common name. But if it's a common name, you know, like in Lubavitch, if you call the name Chana, or Chaya Mushka, or this is a name after the Rebbe's, and so it's always, that's a very common name. No, but the Rebbe says that doesn't apply, and the Rebbe also references to the other responses and various different things. Anyways, the Rebbe says it's not a problem, and as I told you, in my own case, my wife had two names, has two names, Baruch Hashem, and my mother, Allah Shalom, had two names. And we asked the Rebbe, and the Rebbe says that it was okay. So if there's two names, then that's not a problem. And the Rebbe says, go ahead, it's a good match. Don't have to worry about it.